Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study from God's Word this week. We've been talking about faith and how and what all it produces. And yesterday we talked about the act of thinking. We talked Tuesday about improper thinking and what it can do to our lives. Yesterday we talked about the proper kind of thinking that we need to have on our minds, and how we need to have God's Word on our minds at all times, and how we need to have, you know, the thought of Him being the creator of all. And we think about the miracles of Jesus and just what all the right kinds of thoughts that we put into our minds and what it produces. And that leads us into today's study, where if we're filling our minds up with the right kind of things and we're meditating on the things that God wants us to meditate on, as we talked about in, as it talks about in Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, about meditating on the law, it will produce some feelings in our hearts and in ourselves. The truth that we learn and that we have in our minds through thinking, it should result in certain types of feelings. Some of those examples would be, one, the feeling of or fear of punishment if we're in sin. In Acts chapter 24, in verse 25, it says, "Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, 'Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you.'" We see the thoughts running through Felix's mind here as the Apostle Paul is trying to teach him and to convert him. And as he reasoned about those things in his mind and all the things that Paul was trying to teach him, he became afraid of his state, and he'd had the wrong response. But the feeling of being afraid of being in of the punishment of sin and the punishment that sin has on us caused him to have those feelings. Another feeling that we should have if we're thinking about the Word of God and thinking about the right kind of things in our faith, it should be that love, a feeling of love for God and for Christ. In 1 John chapter 4, in verse 19, it says that we love Him because He first loved us. Think about what He's done for us, all the things He's done for us. He's been so good to us. It should make us feel the desire to please Him and to do His will, if we're thinking about the right kind of things. As we continue to think, we should start having that feeling of joy from learning salvation and the hope of heaven. A great example of this would be in Acts chapter 8 and verse 38, the very familiar passage where it talks about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And we see what happens after learning what he must do to be saved, that after he acted upon that he went on his way rejoicing. When you think about your life and you think about, you know, where you were at, maybe if you're a Christian, before you became a Christian and you were really thinking hard on the Scriptures and you were thinking about where your life was, and you realize that you believed that Jesus was the Son of God. And I can only speak for myself. When I think about the feelings that came over me when that happened to me in my life, and what it caused me to do, and what those feelings caused me to do. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow as far as the acting upon those feelings. Another example would be in Acts 16, verses 27 through 34, where it talks about the Philippian jailer and all his family, and how he felt joyous after receiving the word of the gospel. All these great feelings from people as they meditate on the Word of God and they think of on those things. Aside from that, though, there's improper emphasis that can be placed on feelings when people rely just on the feelings apart from thinking. You know, some rely on feelings to determine whether they're saved. You've heard people who have told you when you ask if they were a Christian, they said, I've been saved. And you ask, well, how or when? And they reply, well, I prayed a prayer, and then I just felt Jesus come into my heart, and I felt saved. When we think about the feelings of the eunuch and the jailer, the converts did not know that they were saved because they felt good. You know, they felt good because they knew they had done what the Lord said to do to be saved. There's also examples of people that rely on feelings to determine right or wrong or truth or error. and they know a thing is right because, you know, they just felt it in their hearts. You know, we recall 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So it's imperative that we think on the right kinds of things, and that those feelings produce the right kinds of feelings. And if we're thinking on the right things and we have the right kind of feelings, it's going to cause us to act. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, Lord willing. Hope everyone has a great day. Thank you.